The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So, it's Springfield, Ohio today. It's Aurora, Colorado yesterday. And it'll be a new American city that we're talking about probably by the end of next week. That's getting overwhelmed with illegal alien crime. Biden-Harris criminals brought in, flown into our country and stealing your money and your future. And the story gets worse. They say, the Attorney General, we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to figure it out. We've already figured it out. You're just showing up? Really, where have you been? Here's a perfect example of how this goes. You have all these NGOs, and for whatever reason, it's Catholic charity groups, Jewish charity groups, and I guess they just love taking all this government money because that's the main recipients of it. And here's one example. How does the revenue of the NGO, for the NGO, the Catholic Charities, nearly quadruple since the Biden administration took over? In 2018, Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Galveston only brought in $44 million. In 2021, the revenue was up to $217 million. Now, we've had whistleblowers in here that have said as late as 2023, it could be upwards of $400 million now. So it's a giant money bag. The Catholic charities are making money. And then all the different aspects of this, the people that sell the beds, the people that sell the bed sheets, the people that sell the clothes, the people that sell the toiletries, the people that sell the foods, they're all making money. The hotels that they go rent from are booked solid. So the people that own the hotels, they're making money and they don't even have to work. Free money for them. And then in situations like Springfield, Ohio, you've got whole apartment complexes. We don't have to worry about finding renters and we can upcharge it and the government's going to cut us the check anyway. These are all public records. In 2022, the revenue for the Catholic Charities of Fort Worth skyrocketed up to $146 million from the $31 million they received in 2019. Now, if you want to go see all these public records and more, they're posted on Marissa X account. Oh, yeah. Gee, I wonder why the Pope is for open borders. Oh, golly gee, why do these Catholic charities help in the illegal immigration process? Because they've been paid off handsomely to do so. But it's even worse. And I knew it was bad. It didn't take a deep dive, by the way. You could do a deep dive and crunch all the numbers. But a lot of this work was already done. And by the way, the USAID, I think it's the USAID website. This is all public information, folks. But let's just focus on Haiti for the sake of the news cycle this week. United States will provide an additional $25 million to address the humanitarian crisis in Haiti. That was March 2024. $25 million for Haiti to address the humanitarian crisis, which... what humanitarian crisis? We're bringing them all here. So there's a humanitarian crisis in Haiti. Mm-hmm. And the U.S. taxpayer is paying to fix the humanitarian crisis, which has been going on since 1995, by the way, is when this began. The United States government started sending aid to Haiti in 1995. Was that when Bill Clinton was in office, by the way? Huh. That's funny. Yeah, the Clintons and their deep ties to Haiti. Yeah. Really deep in Haiti. Probably like pizza from Haiti. So this all started in 1995, the U.S. government with the Clintons giving all this aid to Haiti. not to mention the Clinton Global Foundation and their deep ties to Haiti. But it's funny. With all the humanitarian aid, does Haiti get any better or does Haiti get worse? It just gets worse. How does that work? Because when it doesn't add up, you know it's corrupt. Why Haiti still despairs? This is July 2021, New York Times. Why Haiti still despairs? New York Times, July 2021. Why Haiti still despairs after $13 billion in foreign aid? Why? I don't need to sit here and read the New York Times like I'm some sort of moron. I want the New York Times to explain to me why $13 billion to Haiti hasn't fixed the situation. Ha ha. Well, okay. There's the obvious answer that's been proven time and time again. You can throw money at just about any issue, and how often does it actually fix the issue? If you're going to throw money at a problem, you're going to have serious oversight and serious involvement. But if you just dump a pile of cash on a problem, the problem only gets worse. And so this is what's been going on in Haiti. $13 billion. $13 billion. Boy, you could build some nice infrastructure with $13 billion. Where's it going to in Haiti, though? Where is all the money going to in Haiti? So New York Times asks, because it's such a difficult thing to comprehend, why Haiti still despairs after $13 billion in foreign aid? So let me go ahead and tell you, without needing the geniuses of the New York Times, because the money gets stolen. You get it? It's a giant money laundering operation. It's a giant boondoggle. But see, when the government does it and charitable groups do it, it's just rubber stamped. So it's all good. Gee, I don't know. We've given $13 billion to the people in Haiti, and nothing has gotten better. They're still living in mud huts and chopping the heads off of wild game that they can find on the beach. What's going on? We sent them all this money. Where do the children go? Remember that story? What was the name of that Clinton aide that got caught with the children in Haiti and then changed her name? I mean, folks, these people are raping Haiti. It's really not a laughing matter. It's actually really sad. I don't hate the people of Haiti just because I don't want them coming to my country and turning areas of our country into third world hellholes like they live in. But no, it's actually really sad that corrupt American politicians have used Haiti for God knows what. But at the very least, money laundering. But I forget the name of the lady that was the Clinton aide that got caught at the border with the children. You guys remember that deal? Laura Silsby, I think. Yeah, was that her name? And then she got caught, and then they said, oh, no, it's they're orphans. Oh, we're saving them. And then she changed her name. Dark stuff. Dark stuff, actually. What goes on in Haiti? Real dark stuff. And it's funny, and then you have all these celebrities like, no, Haiti's great. Look, I went on vacation. And there's like one or two areas in Haiti that they actually keep nice and for tourism. And then the rest of it is a third world hellhole living in squalor. It's like as bad as it gets. And then it's just, oh, $13 billion, and then you get nothing. And then, oh, children being trafficked across the border. Oh, no, we were saving them. Oh. Yeah. It's dark stuff goes on in Haiti, folks. Dark stuff. And, you know, karma has a weird way, universal karma, or call it whatever you want, universal justice, You don't have to believe in it, but I would say that's either from lack of experience or denial. So it's actually unfortunate, and I wonder when the American people will kind of get their final say in this, but it comes with knowledge. What Americans like the Clintons have done in Haiti is so dark and twisted and sordid. It's like these Haitians coming here and destroying our cities. It's like for us to allow the Clintons to do that and whatever else has been going on in Haiti, it's almost like karma coming back on us. Now, I'm not saying that these innocent people deserve it, and I'm certainly not saying it should go on, but, you know, that's just kind of how things go. And look, in a way, the American people have themselves to blame. I mean, let's not sit here and act like the American people don't take blame in this. We've let this happen, folks. We have let the U.S. government steal our money and launder it through foreign countries. We've let the Clintons get away with God knows what in Haiti. And so, yeah, you know, the ignorance of the American people, the lack of standing up for ourselves is partly ourselves to blame. Now, we've been tricked, we've been deceived, we've been lied to, we've been put in a trance. So, I mean, it goes both ways. And yet, if the American people were an awake and an aware and a unified body of people, then this would not be going on. We would not be sending $13 billion to Haiti for the money to be laundered. The Clintons would not be spending billions with the Clinton Global Foundation to do God knows what in Haiti. And then you wouldn't have 20,000 Haitian migrants coming to a small town in Ohio and chopping up your pets for dinner. So that's just how the world works. So I don't like it. I'm not saying we deserve it. But see, that's the whole point of it's like, we got to get this country back on track. Because it just gets worse from here. And it's like the same thing with the wars in the Middle East. And people don't like to be intellectually honest about this. But it's like, what do you expect when you go into the Middle East and start all these wars and drone strike countries and get into foreign interests that you have nothing to do with? And then they say, well, these Muslims hate your way of life. No, they're sick of the United States military being used like Israel's dragon or something in the Middle East. And so then they just go to the source. So it's like the same thing. We have to decouple from the Middle East. Completely. Completely decouple. And so that's why there was peace in the Middle East when Trump was president, because he wasn't sending all the money. He wasn't sending all the arms. I mean, I don't know if there'll ever be peace in the Middle East, but in comparison to now, certainly you could say that's peaceful compared to where it's at now. And so what did they do? As soon as Biden got into office, all the money, all the weapons get laundered through Ukraine, end up in all the proxy groups in the Middle East, and then the terror attacks start ramping up in multiple different countries. And that's just all Ukraine as the rat hole. That's all it is. So do they actually care what Putin does in Ukraine? No. They just need Ukraine as their rat hole to launder money and weapons to all these different terror cells and proxy groups in the Middle East. And so then what do you get? You get war, you get death. And then eventually that reaches us because we let it happen. So that's a hard pill to swallow, but it's true. And now they're coming here and they're getting homes bought for them. This is insane. California bill that would give undocumented migrants first-time homebuyers money despite lack of funding. They have no money. California is broke. Gavin Newsom signs the bill anyway to give them money for housing. Now, there's going to be a side plan here, which is that they just want the government to own all the housing. And so this is just kind of a way to start the process. Oh, look, we're giving housing to migrants that can't afford it. Isn't that great? But then, of course, the migrants can't afford the house, so the government's just going to come and buy it all up. And so you're just going to have government housing now. So California is just going full socialist, and they're just using the migrants to kind of be like the launch pad here. Oh yeah, Newsom doesn't want to have the migrants buying houses. Yeah, let's see how long that lasts when it's already going down. But it's getting a lot of attention in California right now. This has already been going on. We had a real estate agent on this show like 2 years ago. They were already doing this in Florida with federal dollars. They're already doing it in Chicago with federal dollars. In fact, we have a local news report from Chicago talking about this. So this has already been going on. So they've already been doing this with federal dollars. California just wanted to put it on a state level and then like try to buy up all the housing themselves and then say, oh, we're giving it to the migrants. But then eventually they would take it back from the migrants because they wouldn't be able to afford it. And they just say, no, we own this. See, we gave the money. Now it's a government housing project. But no, this has already been going on. This is from Chicago. This is a story out of Chicago where the non-citizens, the illegal aliens, are getting houses in clip 17.
Today, the Gomez family officially welcomed friends to their new home in North Austin.
Sí, es sueño.
Gabriel Gomez tells us it's his dream. This is what he wanted for his children. It is the first home for this family of four, and it is the first time they have lived in anything bigger than one bedroom for 8 years.
¿Cuál es la reacción? Nosotros estamos muy felices.
Euvele Surengel says they are very happy, and this is an important step for their family. Originally from Venezuela, they worked and worked in food service as an auto mechanic, delivering food, factory work. When they first arrived in Chicago in 2022 as new arrivals, they landed at Grace and Peace Church. This home is the first of four distressed West Side homes the church bought, rehabbed, and sold.
Oh, where did the church
get
the money?
We met them at the bus, and they were so distressed and worked through a whole process with them, and now they're stabilizing their own home. It's awesome.
With all of their savings, programs to assist first-time home buyers, and an individual taxpayer identification number, the Gomez family made their dreams come true.
English, please.
Rengel says, really now, is the American dream.
Now,
Grace and Peace Church plans to sell their other rehabbed homes to other first.
Let me be clear about something. That's good. So the church gets all the money and then they give it to the non-citizens. Let me be clear. I'm sure that man from Venezuela worked really hard. I have no doubt about that. See, the problem is, and this is why it comes back to the whole America First slogan. Why can't an American get the American dream? Why is it more important for a Haitian or a Venezuelan or a Honduran or anybody to get the American dream subsidized by the U.S. taxpayer? Why is that such a priority? Why is that a policy? If a man from Venezuela wants to come here and have the American dream, he can damn well do so. There's called an immigration process, and then it's called a free market capitalist economy. Okay? But No. He's a poor man with a family from Venezuela, so he needs his American dream subsidized by the U.S. taxpayer. So if you're a dirty American whose family has been here and is a citizen of this country, you don't count. You get skipped over. You have to pay for a Venezuelan's American dream. Like this poor lady who's learning it the hard way, who is getting emotional, talking about struggling to afford payments for her child's medical bills, and how they set up the system where it makes you actually do better. You get more money from the government if you work less and do less and are not a productive member of society, then it's actually beneficial. It's kind of like this new proposal of unrealized gains. Well, then the whole purpose is to not be successful, not have money, not be smart financially, so that way the government won't crush you. So here it's a North Carolina mother talking about how messed up it is that she can't afford basic medical procedures and trying to figure out why it doesn't make sense. Clip 31.
I feel like only in America can you need medical assistance that you can't afford to get. And in order to get government help, you have to make under a certain amount. So if you're someone who's like makes $60,000 a year, you don't qualify for any help, but you can't actually afford to get your child the services that they fucking need. But if I quit my job and I go work for McDonald's, I can live off the government and then she can have the help that she needs. Make it make sense. Make it make sense.
If it doesn't add up, you know it's corrupt. Yeah, I'm sorry, but you've been sold out by your government. You've been sold out by corrupt politicians. They've cut deals with big pharma, big insurance, and you get screwed. You're an American citizen, so you're the least of their concerns. They hate you. They want you broke and poor so you can live off the government assistance. Now, you're a hardworking American. You want to work and you want to earn your money and pay your way, but that's not the system these bastard socialists want for you. Here's another young girl trying to make sense of it. Can't figure it out. Having the same realization in a way. In clip 25.
Does anyone else just work their ass off for like the last 3 or 4 years for like a college degree and now you have a job that you hate, you can't pay any of your bills and you can't live in the house that you imagine and you just feel lied to? Because you thought that if you just went to college and got a degree, you'd be able to afford a house and like things that make you happy, but yet you're still barely can afford groceries or clothes or literally anything that makes you happy at all. And you had to spend the whole entire weekend in your bed because you literally don't have any money to go do anything other. Like if you buy food, you just can't have an entertainment budget. So I'm just wondering.
All right.
If anyone
I'll tell
else
you
is
what.
Dealing with
I've gone long here. We're up against the break. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com as we go to this break. But I'm gonna respond to these two ladies on the other side because this is so important and this is what we Americans all need to unify behind. It's basic common sense, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have to live like this. We'll be right back.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody. Here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call.